So, I finally got to watch Justice League. After the movie's been out for since last year. Anyways, I finally watched it. And I was, going into the movie really not expecting much. I knew I wasn't going to be impressed with the fake Barry Allen in the movie. Now, the movie wasn't as bad as I originally thought, but it wasn't good. It was just like if I was really bored one day, I had nothing to really do. I would just be like, you know what, let me just watch Justice League just to kill some time because I don't really care if I miss some of it. That's how, it was. It's just like, ugh, it's just there. And I think the reason why is because you've had Marvel come out with all of their movies 10, 12 years before this one, and they set the tone for comic book movies. And they set it up pretty good. It's like, hey, DC, if you want to try to follow our footsteps, you're going to have to do a lot better than us, and you won't. So good luck with that. And that's just how it is, you know? No matter what, Marvel has consistently come out with good-ass movies, except for, the second Thor. What the fuck was it? Dark World? Whatever the hell it was. It was sucked. It sucked. But anyways, Marvel set the standard for comic book movies. Suicide Squad was pretty good. Pretty good. Wasn't amazing. What killed the movie was the whole little romantic feel between Harley Quinn and the Joker, but I think everybody agrees with me on that one. Jared Leto's a fucking dumbass. Definitely not a Joker. If anything, his acting is a joke. before that, I would say Superman versus Batman wasn't that good. Doomsday was not good. It was just too much CGI. I think that's the issue, is that DC's using too much CGI in their movies. Even though Marvel does the same thing, it's just Marvel just knows how to tone it down a little bit more. I feel like watching Justice League, literally 99.9% was the fucking computerized shit, man. It was kind of ridiculous. Like, I could find a fan-made film on YouTube that looks better than Justice League. That's pretty sad if I can do that, I'm pretty sure a lot of people could do the same thing. I mean, I was just complaining about The Last Jedi. I ended up watching like an hour and something long minute fan-made film of Star Wars, and the fighting in that shit was better than The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens together, even though, technically, The Last Jedi is The Force Awakens. But this is not about Star Wars. This is about me watching Justice League. I think Ben Affleck is a good choice for Batman. To at least be a seasoned down version of Bruce Wayne. Perfect. Especially when you've had Christian Bale playing a really good Bruce Wayne and Batman before, and I think everyone could agree that the whole, Batman, the Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises movies were just amazing. I mean, I could watch those, especially The Dark Knight. I could just watch that movie all day. Mainly because of Heath Ledger, but it's still a good movie. I mean, The Dark Knight Rises is a good movie too, but we're coming up on our little time right now. Throwing a quick song in there for some of you guys, and then we're gonna come back and hopefully have someone to talk with me about some of the movies, like Justice League, and get some opinions. So, be right back. Well, it looks like, my first call out was a failure because people don't know how to answer their phones, even though they stay looking at their phones almost 24/7. But I will definitely try again in a few. I was definitely thinking about what I was saying, about Justice League, especially about Mr. Barry Allen, Ezra Miller. Too cringy for me. Definitely was not funny at all. I just didn't like anything, But definitely was supposed to be a comedic relief, obviously. But I guess my sense of humor is a little bit different than other people, but I could not find anything remotely hilarious that he did in the movie. To be completely honest, I think the only funny part in the movie was when Aquaman was sitting on the fucking lasso of truth and shit and started confessing a bunch of shit. That was literally the funniest thing, and it wasn't even that funny. It honestly wasn't even that funny. I just don't know, but I don't. I just can't. I can't deal with movies like that. That just try to be funny and they're not. And Cyborg was all right. Obviously, I like the fact that they made him have a bigger part in the movie than what was expected. Aquaman was just really, he was badass in my opinion. Definitely badass, but didn't see too much from him. Now, if we go to Superman real quick, I liked what they did with him. I honestly like what they did with him. Everyone knows that Superman is that one fucking player on Counter-Strike or on any other game that uses hacks, and it's just impossible to beat. And that's exactly what they did with him. And that's how it should be. The last thing I think we all wanted was for them to implement Superman into the movie and then have him get his ass beat. Like, what is the purpose? What is the purpose of having someone as strong as he is get his ass beat? That's like watching Dragon Ball Z all over again and watching Goku get his ass beat just to freaking come on top at the end, But I liked what they did. They brought him really last minute. Everyone knew that he was gonna show up. Everyone knew it. But to actually see him show up and just be like, "Yeah, nigga, you ain't shit." Flap ah, uppercut. Oh, you know what? You gonna swing your little hammer at me? Let me just freeze your shit, nigga. But it was good. I liked it. And I definitely liked that the movie didn't take too long to get all the characters together. I honestly, this is what threw me off too, was that, starting up the movie and getting into it, I'm like, you know what? They're gonna take the first half of, if anything, the entire movie, just to get all the characters up together. And that is the last thing I wanted, was for all of them to get together with like 30 seconds left into the movie. I was just thinking like, oh my God, this is a Fantastic Four all over again. And it wasn't. It wasn't. You had all of them together almost in the beginning of the movie. Obviously, it wasn't straight up in the beginning, but it was close to the beginning of the movie. And the fact that they got them together early, they started doing things early. They were all like iffy, some half was iffy about getting Superman back alive, and the other half was like, "We gotta do it, we gotta do it." Then you got Barry Allen just running like a retard. For some reason, I have no idea why they had him run like that. It was just really stupid. It was like he was ice skating. I get it. He's fast, very, very fast. His name isn't the Flash for nothing, but just to have him run like a complete idiot really killed it for me. But that's just me. For some reason, we're coming up in another 5 minutes. First time using the app. I'll be back. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Me no speak Spanish.
Today's been a long fucking day for me. Or, it's just been too long. I mean, waking up at like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning just to make it in time for work at 6. It kills you, man. It really does. But you know what? It's fine. I mean, I don't get paid enough for it, but like I said, it's fine. Shit happens. Everyone feels like they're underpaid in this world. Doesn't matter who you are. Look at fucking baseball, football players, basketball players. These motherfuckers get paid millions and millions of dollars to have fun, and they still complain about it. Holy shit. I would be happy to get paid $100,000 a year to run up and down a basketball court. You know? I would love to strike out 100 and something times a season for $100 million. You know what I mean? I honestly don't see what the complaint is. I'm pretty sure all of us would be happy for it. But you know what? I understand. They're away from their family a long time. They have, you know, a lot of things to buy and a lot of bills. Because I don't personally know. But I know that, you know, you could be like the sixth pick of the draft, the NBA draft, get a freaking contract of $11 million, but you know, you have an agent that needs 5% of that. Then the league taxes you, then the government taxes you, and all of that, and then you're left with like a little bit of money, and you're a freaking player, a brand new player, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna buy myself a house. You know what? Let me just go ahead and buy a $1 million house. Bam! Oh shit, I got $1 million bills now. And then you're paying for light that's for a fucking 20 bedroom house where it's only just you living in there. Then you're like, you know what, let me buy my mother a house. I'll buy her a $2 million house. Your mother's like freaking 60 years old. Probably, hopefully, you know, she's got a man, but there's only gonna be two people. You don't need to buy her a $2 million house. Then you're going to go ahead and get yourself, you know, I'm going to buy myself a Lamborghini. Buy myself a Maserati. You just spent $2 million on two cars, not even leasing it. You just bought it cash. Now the value of it's depreciating. So now if you want another car, you stuck with an old-ass vehicle that if you try selling it, you won't get a lot less than what you originally paid for. Next thing you know, you haven't even played your first game in the NBA. You asking your friends for money. Because you're broke. Because you spent your money. But then, you know what? You suck it up in the league, and the next thing you know, you suck. No team wants you. You're playing in fucking D-League with Jimmy Fredette. Jeremy Lin's gonna be there soon. Hopefully. God, hopefully. But that's okay. That's fine. Shit happens in life, you know? I'm not trying to be a therapist or anything like that, but I get it. We all need money sometimes. But I just realized that we all don't know how to spend it properly, especially me. But I blame the school system because of that. I don't know where this conversation is going to. It's taking a whole left turn from what it was before. But honestly, if schooling was a lot better for most of us, I guarantee there will be more financially successful people in this freaking country than there is now. I guarantee we would have less homeless people sitting on the street if they were actually taught how to run their finances in school. You know what? Because if I want to be a doctor in high school, why do I have to know about the stars? Why do I have to know what temperature the sun is at? Or how cold it is on the earth. Or how many layers on the earth there is. It's just stupid. But I get it. Sometimes, you know, some people think it's the essentials to succeeding in life. Which some of it is. You know, you need to know how to read. You need to know how to write. You need to know how to do math. But everything else is just so irrelevant in school. Why do I want PE? I get it. You need some physical activity. But I can definitely get that having sex or just doing something completely different. I don't need to be taught that in school. Another 10 minutes coming up. We'll be back real quick. You know,
What I'm definitely going to try next is a lot different. Hopefully, I can have it succeed and be able to record lengthy material a lot, you know, obviously a lot lengthier. I just said that. Freaking idiot. But anyways, took 15 seconds out of that and taking another 15 saying this. But anyways, yeah, I feel like if schooling was a lot better for us, you know, a lot more people will be financially successful. Not everyone in this world comes out of high school and immediately knows how to pay bills, immediately knows how to get a credit card, how to you know, find which is the great, you know, what's the perfect decision for you to pick a credit card or how to go and finance or lease a car and not get screwed over by the dealership, because no one teaches you that, which they should, because that is what makes people go into debt, is getting a 40-something thousand dollar car, financing it, and at the end they want to go ahead and trade it in, and they're going to spend even more money but getting a different car because they decided to finance this one. No one teaches you that. That's stuff that you have to learn on your own. But I get it. Life is meant to be hard. The reason why life is meant to be hard, because that is what's supposed to define us as a person. You know, if life was easy, we would all be the same. But we all have to go through different obstacles in life for it to determine who we are as people. Everyone has challenges. But what helps you get through those challenges is the people that you surround yourself with. If you surround yourself with people that aren't being, or are, at least aren't trying to be as successful as you are, then you aren't going to be successful either. I hate to say it. You know, obviously people don't run your life. You control your own life. But at the same time, if you have that positivity around you and you say, well, you know what, my friends are getting their shit together. They're all in school. They all got good jobs. They're starting families. They're all doing this. They're trying to make money. Obviously, I'm going to follow in their footsteps because I want to be a part of that as well. But if you have people that are always on video games, always watching TV, always going out, spending money, don't even work, you're going to end up wanting to do the same thing. And I think that's where I fucked up before, you know? But that's just me. I'm just saying in general, you know, we all got to learn from our mistakes. And I'm learning from it. I'm still dealing with my issues as if everyone else is still dealing with their issues. But, you know, you just have to fight through it. It's okay to get down. It's okay to get depressed sometimes. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a reason why we were all made with these emotions, is to show them. But you can't expect yourself to go through things alone. You have to have those people around you that would help you through shit. That is the meaning of friends. Friends aren't the people that you just hang out with just to hang out with them, just to get a quick laugh. Friends are the people that are there for you, that are just like, you know what? You can get through it. You're fine. I've been in your shoes before. And you know what? I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna help you out the whole step of the way. I don't care if you tell me yes or you tell me no. I'm gonna be there for you. Those are friends. Those are the real friends. The ones that are just there for you to hang out with and that's it. They're the ones that are not even your friends. They're just, you know, acquaintances. They're just the people that you know. I've had people like that. I've been around people like that before. I don't call them my friends anymore. I'm just cool with them now. But that's fine. Those are experiences in life. And when you get older, you have kids. Your kids get older. They know that, you know what? My parents, my dad, my mom have been through everything. If I need advice, I know I can count on them. And that's a good feeling. That's definitely a good feeling. And you know what? That's exactly what I wanted. I wanted to experience everything I possibly could in life. And now my son's 2 years old, and when he gets older, I feel confident that when he asks me a question or he asks me some advice for him in the future, I could properly answer it and give him some guidance. Because I've been through it. I'm gonna have such a hard time trying to figure out how to order out this podcast, how to make this episode, because right, I'm still clueless. You know, it would have been cool if you could do a little bit more organization with it. But you know what? It's cool. I need someone to talk to, so I'm talking to whoever's listening. Obviously, try getting someone on the phone, talk with me for a little bit, try something different, but a little bit preoccupied with themselves and whatever they're doing right now. So I'm eventually get some more people to call in, you know, and try to build this up a little bit, have some fun with this, you know what I mean? Because I know I'm not the only one that has a voice that needs to be heard. I know a lot of other people in this world have more shit to get off their chest, and I feel like this is a great platform to get stuff off their chest and talk about things. That's why I've always liked podcasts, you know. Every time I've always been at work and I was able to listen to something, I wouldn't listen to music. I would listen to people talk. Because there's nothing better than just listening to someone else's knowledge and just picking up on that. You know what? And a lot of people have this misconception about knowledge. That knowledge doesn't necessarily mean that you're smart. Knowledge is just having experience in certain things and certain topics. That's what knowledge is. I play baseball. I've played baseball since I was 12. Someone that wants to learn how to play baseball, they come to me because I have the knowledge to play it. Because I've experienced it. Just because they call me knowledgeable and say I have a bunch of knowledge in baseball doesn't necessarily mean I'm smart and everything else. A lot of people have that all mixed up. Don't go walking around saying, I have knowledge, thinking that just means you smart only. Saying you smart is like being able to fucking describe like the toughest mathematical problems in the damn world. It honestly doesn't. I mean, obviously, if you could do that, then goddamn, you should be running the country. I definitely wanted to post this episode yesterday, but I was so busy after work. But, you know, it's cool. I was really busy. Got home, took a shower, watching TV. You know, did a bunch of shit yesterday. You know, at home. And I couldn't find the time. Especially, I couldn't find the quiet time. Right now, I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, but I'm just walking back and forth in the house. I'm not even sitting down, because if I sit down, I'm going to lose my mind, and I'm not going to think of anything to talk about. Unless I, you know, I obviously had someone with me, but no one is with me. And I felt like this was a good therapeutic session for me. I got a few things off my chest. But honestly, if anyone's listening, you have, you know, some opinions, some topics for me to talk about the next episode or anything like that, just let me know. I'll definitely hit on some points. I'll shout you out. I'll definitely try to get you on if you definitely want to be on. I'm definitely trying to do a lot of different things. Slowly building this podcast up. You know, hopefully I can get something cool out of it, have like, you know, a couple of more people on it on a daily basis with me, even if we have to change platforms, you know what I mean? But it's good talking to everyone. Have a good, safe weekend. I'll try to have another episode out tomorrow. About to make me some food, eat, grub, watch some TV. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Peace.